Subway. Right.
So, Julian Kosos.
Kosos Rabbi Yehuda Omer Michel Ben. Okay. So, top of Lambez and Aleph. So, basically, we had machlokes about whether or not Kibbutz Avayim, you have to spend money on it or not. So we said that on one side you say the mitzvah is really do service, actions of service. That's the formula of the mitzvah, to do actions of servitude. So actions of servitude means serving him. It doesn't involve money. Money is a different kind of an activity. It's paying, buying things. That's a different action. So the action, the way you unify the mitzvah, the formula is service. So therefore, there's no money. You don't have to pay money. Now, if the money, the servitude runs into a loss of money, runs into your malacha, that's what it says, Saron Keset. Since the kavod, your father, the kavod here stems from the father's chashivas, and he's more chashiv than your money. So therefore, you have to be mevatel your malacha in order to do the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim. Okay, you have to be mevatel your malacha. It knocks out malacha. Okay, so, but essentially the mitzvah doesn't involve money per se. It really is just servitude. It just money comes in the case of a conflict, so then it beats out the money. Okay, but essentially it's action of servitude. Whereas the other sheet to help know is that since the kavod Hashem Honcha, the kavod is learned out from kavod Shemayim, and the kavod is that your father is chashuv, he's more significant than even your money. So therefore, the Torah had to include the monetary in the mitzvah. So the way it did is it gave up on the solid, simple formula of servitude, and it said you have to make sure his needs are, ensure the result of his needs being satisfied. And that will, even if that involves money, you can even have to spend money on that, because you have to make sure he gets the food. Now, the food that involves the action of giving him the food, but also involves the buying him the food. That's also part of getting that goal. So in order to incorporate the concept that it's greater than even money, like Kavod Hashem Honcha, so it kind of gave a little bit on the structure of the formulation. Okay, that was the machlokes from yesterday. So now Tosos brings up a wild case. He says, okay. So let's say you hold that the son has to do it from his own money. Okay, the son has to do it from his own money. Now you get a case like this. In his domain lo kivurav, v'avedas atzmo, v'avedas chaver. So you have one guy who's faced with the following three things to do at the same time. His father asked him to get him a drink. He lost something of his, an aveda, in which he wants to go find his lost object. And his friend lost his object. Okay, his friend lost his object. So three things. His aveda, his friend's aveda, and kibbutz. Okay? Now the question is, like in any question like this, which one should he do? Right, you can't do all three of them simultaneously, so which one has a priority? Okay, fine. Sounds innocent enough, right? Okay. So Ketzer Yaseh, what should he do? Im Yasog b'kavod aviv. So if you're going to say, he'll do kibbutz avayim, right? Because after all, you think, it's kibbutz avayim versus his own thing. So you'd think that his father should come before him, before his avedah. So say, he'll do kibbutz avayim, but halo avedas chavero kodemas. But the thing is, let's say your father tells you to get a drink, and you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on you to find your friend's Aveda, which is a mitzvah sasai. So we know that your friend's Aveda comes before Kibbutz Avayim. And if your father, I might think if your father tells you, don't do Hashavas Aveda, don't do that mitzvah, I might think you have to listen to him. But it teaches you, no, you don't have to. You don't have to listen to him. He tells you to violate the mitzvah, you don't have to. And what's the case here? This is a case where by him saying, get me a drink, when you have a Shavas Aveda, it's as if he's telling you, do my Avoda, do my Kavod, and don't return the Aveda. So that's the same case. That's basically a case where it's as if you have a clash between the father telling you don't do a Shavas Aveda and you have to do Shavas Aveda. So of course, Shavas Aveda wins out. Okay? The Al Tachzir Bechinam Lo Etzrach Kra. So it can mean, he's saying, is obviously the whole thing. Gemara says, I might think if your father says, don't return it, Yeah, you don't have to listen to him. Obviously, he says, that can't mean if your father just says, I don't want you doing Hashavas Aveda. Of course, father can't just tell you, I don't want you doing Hashavas Aveda. Well, there's no Havamina like that. It's crazy. Well, how could he just tell you not to do Hashavas Aveda? But it must be the case is where he's telling you to get him a drink. And in which case, that's going to cause you not to do Hashavas Aveda. And you see the Gemara says, I might think that you get him a drink. Kamash Malan, no, you don't. That you have to do Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah wins out. So basically, those are showing from that Gemara there. As you see, imken the avedas chavera kodem sekibud avayim yaslegu avedas chavera. Right. Also, so he's saying. So now, so you'll tell me. So you see from this whole thing, what Tosafos is just trying to show is that you see that the mitzvah shows aveda what goes before kibud avayim. Right. So therefore, what did you want to say? So therefore, if you wanted to tell me that. So if you want to do Kibud Av Va'Em first, so now again, and let's get back to the case. You want to do Kibud Av Va'Em first, right? You have these three things. So if you do Kibud Av Va'Em, he says, you can't do Kibud Av Va'Em first, because we know Hashavas Aveda has to go before Kibud Av Va'Em. Right? Hashavas Aveda has to go before Kibud Av Va'Em. So you can't do Kibud Av Va'Em first. So you'll say, oh, so I'll do Hashavas Aveda. So it says, no, but if you say that, then you don't do that either. It's not good either, because Hare Aveda so kodamas, the chsiv efas kilo b'chayavion, shalcha kodam b'chaladam. There's a halacha that if you have your aveda, you lost something and your friend lost something, so which one do you do first? So it says you come before your friend. And in general, you have priority to yourself. And you get your aveda before your friend's aveda. You're not mechuyav to go get your friend's aveda if you have something which is lost. So it's saying, so if you're going to tell me that I don't do Kibud Av Va'Em because I have to do Hashavas Aveda, so you'll say, oh, so do Hashavas Aveda. But you see, it's not true because you have to protect your own aveda before you protect your friend's aveda. So therefore, you really can't do your friend's aveda first because you have to do your thing first. So you'll say, do your thing. Vim yasuk aveda, so fine, so do that, so do your aveda first. But hare kavod aviv kodem l'man da'amar mishal ben. Right? You can't do your aveda first because really kavod should come first. Because now basically you're saying is, I'm going to lose my money or do kibud av va'em. Now if you say mishal ben, it means you're chayev to spend money to do kibud av va'em. So therefore, you should be chayev to spend money in order to, you should be chayv to give up your aveda in order to be able to do kibud av va'em, because kibud av va'em means I have to make sure that his needs are taken care of. So what are you going to say? I have my aveda at hand? Oh, I don't care, you have your aveda. That doesn't mean anything, but that's just money. But you see, you have to lose your money. You have to be willing to give up your money. So if you held Mishel Av, it would mean you never have to spend any money for kibud av va'em. So then I understand. So then you don't have to give up your aveda. So then just get your own aveda. But if you say Mishel Ben, it means you have to spend money for Kibud Av Va'Em. So if you have to spend money, what's the difference if you're spending money or if you're not going after your Aveda and doing Kibud Av Va'Em? So therefore, you should have to do Kibud Av Va'Em first. So basically, you get a circle. It's a circle. Just start anywhere you want. You just get a circle. If you can tell me, do Kibud Av Va'Em first. Right? Because I have to do Kibud Av Va'Em because I have to spend my money on Kibud Av Va'Em. Right? Just do Kibud Av Va'Em first. But you can't do Kibud Av Va'Em first because you have to do Hashavas Aveda. Your father can't tell you not to do Hashavas Aveda, so you have to do Hashavas Aveda for your friend. So now it's us, you say do Hashavas Aveda for your friend. You say if you do Hashavas Aveda for your friend, but the halacha is you do your Aveda before your friend's Aveda. So you have to do your Aveda. Also, you say you do your Aveda, but your Aveda, you keep it Kibud Av Va'Em. You have to spend your money and give up your money in order to keep it Kibud Av Va'Em. So you can't go and go save your money before you do Kibud Av Va'Em, so you do Kibud Av Va'Em, and you keep going in circles. So basically, you're stuck. There's no way out of it. You're saying it's a circle. How do you decide what to do? It's like no decision is the right decision. Whichever you decide, each one is better than one thing and worse than the other thing, and therefore you get stuck in a circle. Now, this is only if you say that it's Mishel Ben, that you have to spend your money for Kibud Av Va'Em, because that's why you have to give up your Aveda to do Kibud Av Va'Em. But if you were to say that you don't have to spend any money on Kibud Av Va'Em, so why should you have to give up your Aveda? Then you don't have to give up your Aveda. Basically, then you're not chayav to take a loss for Kibud Av Va'Em. Yes, it's a good question. Why don't you say, it's a good question. There's this thing. I remember I had this question right there. The question is even according to the one who says Mishel Av, which means you're not chayev to spend money, but you see you are chayev to be mevatel your malacha. You are chayev to bitel malacha, so you're chayev to get him a drink, even if that's going to mean you're going to lose malacha. Right? So if that's the case, isn't that the same thing as Hashavas Aveda, or is your thing is being lost? So now you're chayev to get him, you're chayev to go get him a drink. Now it's going to mean you're going to lose your Aveda, so you lose your work, you lose your Aveda, big deal. It's the same thing. So why don't you say that this is a kasha, even if you say Mishal Av. Even if you say Mishal Av, that means you don't have to spend money. But it doesn't mean that but you still have to do it if you're doing Aved, if you're doing Kavod for him, then you have to do his Kavod, even if it's convenient, you're going to lose money. That's a good kasha. Simplify things, easiest cases, these things all happen simultaneously. You're not involved in any one before the other. So simultaneously, you get a letter telling you that you have all these three things equally upon you. Okay? Simultaneously. So now the question is, what are you going to do? It's a question. We'll get to later. Ramban is a question. Why do you say Yosef Mitzvah? If you're involved in Kibbutz Avayim, do you have to stop it in order to do a mitzvah or not? That's a question. We'll get to it, hopefully. So we're going to leave the question for it. Okay, maybe we'll come back to it. That's a good question. Okay, so right. So this is, so, but Tosus, for the meanwhile, Tosus isn't bothered according to Shita Mishal Av. That he understands. If you hold that it's Mishal Av, so then he understands that this means the son's not chayev just to spend his money. So just like he's not chayev to spend his money, he's not chayev to lose his aveda. But if you hold that the father, that the kid is chayev to spend his money, so then certainly, well, he's going to equally be chayev to lose his aveda. What's the difference? So then you have the circle. If you say that the kid has to give up his aveda in order to do kibarav, then you have the circle. Right? Then you have the circle. So the Nira Lari, so the Ri basically gets out of the circle. I just noticed, by the way, in the, so on the side there, you see the star? It says Bezvachim. Tosus leaves it in a Safek. He doesn't answer the Ibaya. It's funny. And also in Tosus and Mamatsia, he says something. I didn't look at those, but it's interesting. Maybe we could explain the Machlokas. It seems like he has an answer here, but it seems like he's not so sure of it. Over there, it's not going to, apparently he rejects the answer. Okay, so let's see. So the Nira Lari, Sheyiniyak Kavod Aviv. So basically, his answer is do your own Aveda. Do your own Aveda. So the question is, how can you do your own Aveda? What about Kibbutz Avayim? Kibbutz Avayim is a chayv. You have to spend money for Kibbutz Avayim. So how could you now put your own Aveda ahead of Kibbutz Avayim? You have to serve your dad at all costs. Means you have to even spend money. So what are you going to say? If I have to buy things for him, I have to spend money, then how could I say, sorry, Dad, I'm doing Aveda now. I'm getting my Aveda. I'm saving my money. Sounds right? So he says, no. He says, because Dodamer Kibravayim Kodem, that your father's Kibra becomes before your money. Hainu Dafka Lehaniach Aviv Lasos Ritsono Bimimono. That because there's a case where you have to let your father do his will with your money. In other words, you have to use your money basically for your father's will, to carry out your father's will. Let's say to feed him, you have to use your money for that. Okay, or let him use the money for it to carry out his needs. That's what it means when it says that you have to spend your money, and you have to use your money before you use your money for your own stuff. You have to use it for your father. So it means is to do the father's needs, to carry out his will with your money. Because that is the Guf HaKavod. You're using your money to do things for your father. And that's what you have to do, to use money to do things for your father. Aval be'aveidatso. But be'aveida kivan she'in ha'av nehane be'aveida atzma. The father isn't benefiting from the aveida. It's not like you're using the money to buy the father something. It's just that you have an aveda and you just want to save the aveda. Now, if you'd let the aveda go, it's not like you're using the money for your father. You're just letting it drown in the sea, or you're letting it get lost. So you're not using it for the kavod itself. Ein haben chayiv lahafsid aveda b'shvil aviv. So therefore, the son is not chayiv to lose his aveda for the father. So basically, I was saying, when you say that you have to spend money for your father, it means to spend money to satisfy his needs. Okay, to use your money for his needs, for kavod, to do kibbutz avayim. So you're using money to do kibbutz avayim. That you're chayiv to do. But here, by you giving up your aveda, you're not using your money to do your father's needs. It's two separate things. It's true that if I save my money, I can't do kibbutz avayim. And the only way to do kibbutz avayim is to lose my money. But I'm not using my money for Kibbutz Avayim. I'm not using my money for Kibbutz Avayim. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not using the Aveda for Kibbutz Avayim. So that you're not chayiv to do. You're not chayiv to just let yourself lose your money. You're chayiv to use your money for Kibbutz Avayim. That's not what you're doing here. So you're not chayiv to do it. Okay? So the question is, one question that David asks is, so what about my bittul malacha? You see, apparently you chayev to do bittul malacha. You chayev to let your job go. So why don't you say the same thing? There, you're not using your job. You're not using the money there for kibud avayim. So why is that the same thing? But the more, I think the more direct question, I mean, that's like a question. But the idea is, what's the idea? I mean, if you're telling me that I'm chayev to do kibud avayim, like our svar yesterday was that you're chayev to make sure that the father's needs are taken care of. That's the way the idea was, right? Chayev to make sure his needs are taken care of, right? Even if it involves money. So what's the difference if you're using the money to actually buy him something, or if you're like giving up your money in order to be able to do kibud avayim? But the point is, look, my father needs a drink of water, and I have to get him a drink of water, period. I don't care if there's money involved. You have to make sure that takes place. So even my aveda, I should even have to give him my aveda. What's the difference? Like, what's this conceptual move here? I mean, it sounds like it's not the way we were lining up yesterday, because the halacha is that you just have to make sure the result takes place. That, look, my father's more important than money, so I have to make sure my father gets his needs, period. Even if money's involved. So even if my aveda is involved. I mean, that was his avmina. That was his question. His question is that you're saying is that your father's more important, and he's more important than your money, and you have to make sure his needs are taken care of, even though there's money involved. So even if I'm going to lose money, what's the difference? I have to lose money in order to kibud avayim. So, but he's answering a chiddush. No, it depends if you're using the money for the kibud itself, or if you're just kind of letting it, you're not using it for the kibud itself, it's just getting lost. But who cares? What's the difference? It sounds like the same thing. It's true Torah is making a difference, but why is that a difference? I mean, if the idea is that kibud avayim is more important than money, then who cares if I'm using the money for the kavod, or if I'm just doing kavod and I'm losing the money? Either way, you have a decision. Kibud or money. Kibud's more important.
I think it's the same thing. The question is, what is the shita of Michel Ben saying? Yeah, what is the shita? What's the svara of Michel Ben? You have to spend your money. So the way we were saying yesterday is like, look, you're chayv to do kavod, and kavod is of utmost importance. Even more important than money. Okay, even more important than money. Like a normal mitzvah, I say, I guess, is so important a certain amount of money, but there's a cutoff point. But kibud avayim basically is absolute. It's an absolute obligation. Get him that water. Period. Money, I don't care about money. It's saying basically the way we were learning yesterday is that the halacha Michel Ben means you are chayev to get him the drink at all costs. Money is not an issue. You can't put your money ahead of kibud avayim. Kibud avayim knocks out money, knocks out all financial considerations. So if that's the case, then there's no difference of if the drink costs $100 or if my aveda, in order to get the drink, I'm going to have to let my money, my $100, go down the sewer. It's the same exact thing, because he's saying you have to get him the drink, and money's not an issue. Money's not an issue. Okay, then you're stuck. That was his avmin. But his answer is saying that's not true. Money is an issue. There's no halacha that kibud avayim is stronger than money. There's no halacha that kibud avayim is more important and demands that you lose money. That's not true. Money, the Torah cares about a person's money. And just like in all mitzvahs, says you're not mechuyev just to go broke for mitzvahs. In kibud avayim also, the Torah cares about your money. And there's no halacha that kibud avayim is more important than money. So what then? And that's why, if your money's going down the sewer, you're not chayev to abandon your money to do kibud avayim. The Torah recognizes that you have money, and you need money, and you're not chayev to, and your money is in a situation of being lost. And you're not chayev to let your riches go down the tubes in order to keep it avayim. The Torah recognizes that hefsed mammon. Hefsed mammon is a matir. You know, that wins out. You don't have to do keep it avayim in that case of hefsed mammon. So why do you have to spend why do I have to spend money? My father says, get me a drink. The drink costs $100. So why do I have to spend $100 for the drink? You just told me that money is more important, or money is significant. Torah is not mechayev. Torah doesn't say kibud is more important than money. But the answer is that Rav Yehuda's svara of Michel Ben is not that money that you have to do kibud at all costs. But it means is your chayiv. What's the chayiv? The chayiv is a service to get him drinks, right? Now, getting him a drink, or let's say getting him food. So getting him food, there's really two parts of getting him food. Getting food involves two things. There's the action of putting the food on his plate, know what I mean? But then there is the financial backing for getting that food. You know what I mean? In other words, there's giving food has a like a financial prerequisite, so to speak. You know what I mean? A kavod, part of kavod has as its prelude, its intro, the prerequisite for the thing, is the having the stuff to be able to be mechaved him with. You know what I mean? So the thing is that kibud av va'im is not limited to the action of servitude, but it extends to the what do you call it, the tool, it extends to the introductory steps of doing that thing. So it's not only the action of taking the food from the cabinet and putting it on his plate, it's to get the, acquire the food and give him the food. So it's extending, and as the machlokes is much closer together. As yesterday we were saying, is one guy said servitude, and the other one said no, it's just get him his needs. The answer to this thing is, though, it's not so far apart. Really, it's servitude. But the question is, how far does the servitude extend? Is it just the actions of servitude themselves, the action of putting the food on his plate, or it involves the full process of the service? And there's the full process of the service, is acquiring the thing and then giving it to him. So it involves the necessary prerequisites for the service are involved in the chiv of the service. So, of course, you have to feed him. It means there's a financial component which goes into feeding him. It means getting him the food. And towards mechayev you, it extends beyond just the action of service to the because of the halach of kavod shem honcha, that it should involve the money. It means it involves the financial, the backing for the service. Okay, that's it even extends to that. But when it comes to letting your money go down the sewer, that has nothing to do with the financial backing for the service. There, the service is free. The food's in the cabinet. And basically, he's saying, look, get me the food from the cabinet. So there's no financial backing necessary. The food's already there. So now the only question is, but my money's going down the drain. Now I'm a chayiv to throw out my money in order to do kibud av va'im. So he says, no, I'm not chayiv to do that. There's no halach like that. There's no halach chayiv to be have a hefsed mamon in order to kibud av va'im. But you can't say I don't have to spend money for kibud av va'im. That's not hefsed mamon because of kibud av va'im. That is the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. That's not hefsed mamon. The mitzvah of kibud av va'im is to buy him food and give it to him. So you can't say that how is kibud av va'im more important than money? It's not that it's more important than money. That is the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. Mitzvah of kibud av va'im is to spend money. So of course it's that. But if you get into another thing, is now you have kibud av va'im clashing with a hefsed mamon. Do I have to lose my money for kibud av va'im? No, I don't have to lose my money for kibud av va'im. That's the thing. It's not true. You know what I mean? So the money that Tosus is doing really is he's making the machlokas and the gemara much closer together than we had yesterday. He's making it much closer together. He's saying that the shita who holds, you have to spend your money, doesn't just hold. It means that it's not service, it's just getting him the needs. But no, he also holds a service. It's just the question is, does the servitude include the backing for the service or not? Or it's limited just to the actions of service themselves. You know what I mean? Now the bitul malacha. So the bitul malacha, the question is, so why is it that I have to do kavod even though it's bitul malacha? Right? I do kavod, even though I'm going to lose my work. And I was, why is that different than the Aveda case? Right, why is that different? And he's saying, if my money's going down the tubes, so I don't have to let it go. I don't do kavod. I could, you know. But by bitul malacha, so you see, I have to do kavod, even though I'm going to prevent myself from working. Right, even this is going to stop me from working. But I think the difference is a big difference. I think the difference is, see, the basic distinction is that malacha is a positive thing. In other words, bitul malacha means is that, basically, I have a chiv, he says, get me a drink. And now you're saying, you want me to get you a drink, I understand, but I'd really like, instead of getting you a drink, to go out and make some money. Right? So the question is, do I have a right to say that I want to make money in order to, and thereby not do kibud av va'im? Do I have a right to put my business, my making money, in front of kibud av va'im? So they're saying that's not, no, you don't have the right to do that. That's what Chasar and Kesa are. Or I guess it depends how you learn, but that's saying that you don't have a right to do, because there you have a chiv kibud av va'im, and now you want to do another like positive activity. See, making money is like a positive activity. This is a positive activity. So you're saying, no, you're not losing money. You're just saying, you're a status quo. Now you're saying is that if I was to get me a drink, you say, well, I don't want to do that. I'd like to go out instead and become a millionaire. So, you don't have to do that. That's the thing is, you have a mitzvah now. So you have a mitzvah. You can't put aside a mitzvah because you want to go and make money. See, that's a... But then there's another phenomenon, the hefsed mamon. See, hafsid mamon means that basically your money is on its way out. It's an aveda, it's going down the drain. You know what I mean? So now, that's not saying I want to get rich, and therefore I want to be rich and not do kiyoyim because I'm busy getting rich. Then there's a halacha of hefsed mamon, because my mamon is being lost. And the question is, are you mechuyev to take a hefsed mamon in order to do kibud avayim? So it's saying no, hefsed mamon allows you to not do kibud avayim. The hefsed mamon is more important or more significant than kibud avayim, so you don't have to take a loss. You know, but bittul melacha is not that. Is not you're not taking a loss. There is no loss. Your money's not going anywhere. You're just saying is I'm chayim kibud avayim, and kibud avayim won't lose cost me a cent. It's just that I would rather instead of doing kibud avayim, I'd rather get rich. So says that you don't have a right to do. That's they have a mitzvah now. You can't just say I'd rather get rich. You don't do any mitzvahs. You always get rich all day long. You spend the work and then you never do any mitzvahs. But that's different than saying if you have money which you have and it's on its way out and you're losing the money, there's a hafsid. So hafsid mamon is a different phenomenon. So saying is there's no chiyuv to lose money in order to keep it up by him. You know what I mean? It's a good question. According to the one who holds Michel Av, means all you have to really do is actions of servitude. So now, why would I think that if my father gets me a drink, then I'd be able to say, sorry, I want to do work now? I mean, of course, I mean, is that, you can't just do it when you have a mitzvah. You know what I mean? Like, it's saying, it's learning out from Kavod Hashem Honcha, that just like there, you have to stop your bit the malacha, he's learning out. Just like there, you know, you can't put your malacha aside, so to here. So to Kirayim. But I was bothered by that. What's the havamina there? You know what I mean? Of course. I mean, you can't say, well, lulav. I take lulav. Well, sorry, I want to go do work now. Of course you can't. You have mitzvah now. You can't. Of course it's yontif. But you can't just put aside mitzvahs because you want to make money. So why do you need a lima to teach me that if I have a chiv kirav aim, that I don't have a right to put it aside in order to, to do kava? I mean, apparently I would have thought that I'm chayv to honor my father, but not at the expense of my livelihood. Apparently there would have been havamin like that. That I have to honor him, true, but it doesn't mean I have to give up my livelihood for that. You know, and it's teaching you as you do. You do have to give up. Even though you're not losing money, but you would think, even though you're not losing, apparently losing money, that you're not mechayv to do. You're not mechayv to lose money for the thing. But in order to, I would have thought that not only that, but if I have a job, and I have to do kavod in my, when I have spare time, I don't have to be mevatel to my malacha. But that's what apparently it's teaching you to do. But I'm just, it's a good question. I don't like to answer. But my point is that's not, just because you say you don't have to lose your money and you have a right to save your aveda. Saving your aveda, that's my point. Saving your aveda isn't making money. That's not doing malacha. Saving your aveda is you have a hafsid mamon. There's a situation of a loss. And you're conserving your money. You're conserving your money. That's what you have a right to do. That goes before the kibbutz. So that, I think that answers their first question also, no? That's the first question is, well, the first question that answers also. There's first question. Because the question was, according to the Shito holds Michel Av, right, according to Shito holds Michel Av, that basically you're not, all you have to do is action of servitude. So then why, according to him, wasn't there a question about the Aveda? Right? Why, according to him, wasn't there a question about the Aveda? Because you see Bittul Melacha, you see Chayv to do Bittul Melacha, but the answer is no, Bittul Melacha is a different thing. According to him, really it's servitude, action of servitude. Now, it's true, the action of servitude, if you have a Bittul Melacha, you have to do the servitude, you have no right to put aside the servitude because of Melacha. But that doesn't mean, but if there's an Aveda, now you're dealing with Hefsin Mamon. So why would I think, again, just like in general, I don't have to carry the, why should I do Hefsin Mamon in order to do it, Kibud Avayim? I wouldn't think that. Just because I do Bittul Melacha, it doesn't mean I have to do Hefsin Mamon. The only thing is, but according to the Shita who holds Michel Ben, so that Tosla saying, that sounds like it means that you do. That really your father is more important than your money, and therefore your father beats out any money, beats out anything. So now, even have some mamon. So the answer is no, don't think he's saying that. Don't interpret, that's what I was telling you. Don't interpret the Shita of Michel Ben to say, you got to get your father a drink at all costs. Kibud Avayim means he's chashuv, of course he's compared to God, and therefore he's absolute, that is absolute significance over everything else. That's not the way to understand. Tos is really, Tos is like a commentary on the Gemara. That's why you see, you wouldn't learn the Gemara right without Tos. But Tos is showing you through this, is that don't learn it that way. Rather, the Shito is Michel Ben, He agrees that it's servitude. He's just saying that servitude involves not only the action of servitude, but it involves the financial backing of that servitude. And that's the machlok. The machlok is very close. Does the servitude also demand the financial backing? In order to have this idea of chesaron kis, like kavod shemelcha, did it include how far in the process of the servitude did it extend? Do you just have to cook the food for him and put it on the table? Or do you also have to buy it for him? You know what I mean? But that's not gonna has nothing to do with Hefzid Mamon. No one's gonna say you have to do Hefzid Mamon from Kibbutz Avayim, because in that regard, there's no difference between Kibbutz Avayim and other mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Right? Just finished Pshat and Tosa. Tosa is saying is you're not chayav to lose your money for your father, right? You're not chayav to lose money for Kibbutz Avayim, right? He says, but what do you mean? The Gemara openly says you do. He's avgav demrin and nesamach kedeshi to larn kibbutz yalamein machlimo. Right, so what do you mean? But if your father throws your money in the sea, so you can't stop him. So why isn't that the same thing? Isn't that your money going in the, that's Hefzid Mamon? So if you're telling me that Hefzid Mamon, that the only halacha of Mamon is where the Mamon is, like the backing, that which is the backing in order to serve him, in order to supply his needs, but that's not, they're not using the money there for his needs. Right? So the same thing? He says no. You have to say, "Another shall ben hasamayri be also inyan sheish lav koras ruach pekach." That the father is happy. He's happy about throwing it in the sea. Goes to zarkol yam la mirma emasa and shu debesei. It's like he's trying to frighten his family to show that he's tough. That's a thing. It's like to do crazy thing, wild things to show your family don't mess. You know, you have to stay in place. There's a phenomenon like that. So that's part of the needs of a father, of a guy who runs a house, is to set a certain tone of seriousness in the house, so people don't just do bad things, to show that he's serious. So he's throwing your money in the sea to show people that's part of his needs. So then the money really is going towards his needs, because he has a need to instill fear on his family, and your money is the backing for that need. So that's why you have to let him do it. He says, how do you know that's the case? He says, because how do you know? Maybe his mom is just throwing him in the sea because he's crazy. So he's a Rasha. Dover Baltashkas. Right? And as he says, a Rasha, it's Baltashkas, just Tommy, he's just throwing anything. And Tosus, I think this is based upon him. But Tosus holds there's no Kibbutz for Rasha. If I was Rasha, I don't have to Kibbutz him. But it's a Machlok, so I'm holding it. But if he's a Rasha, and so far as he's a Rasha, you don't have to do Kibbutz. But filu hechad the shogeg, maybe he's a shogeg. He's not a rush. He's not just doing it stam because he's just the size. I don't want to throw things in the sea. Maybe he's a shogeg. Maybe he's a shogeg b'chamazo. He's angry. You don't say he's a rush just because he's angry. Even the chazal say, if you get angry, you're a rush. I say, well, sorry. But you don't really mean you're a rush. I mean, if you just stam just to slide the crazy, throw things in the sea, baltash peli, that's a rush. So what are you doing? You just stam. It's like a mazid kind of a thing, and you're just doing a vera. It's mazid. But if it just if you get angry and you're throwing the sea because he's upset, so he's not a rush. So it should still be kibbutz avayim. And there, how is it? Now it's not lemir ma'imas. It's not in order to instill fear. He says no. Nekamakum nana b'shlachas arki mishenachi ein lachlima. So no, because then he's also for his needs, because he has a need. He's angry, and that's going to pacify his anger. So basically, what's allowing him to pacify his anger and to have that's a psychological need, is to throw something in the sea. He has a psychological need now to throw something in the sea because he's really angry, and that will satisfy his need. So you're chayav to give him the backing for his psychological need. So again, it's the backing for the needs. But it's not just but there's no idea of using your money if it doesn't directly relate to the backing or the providing of for his need. And the money going down the sewer, your own aveda, that has absolutely nothing. It's not him. It's nothing to do with him. It's just going in the sea. It's going in the sewer. Not exactly svara, but as a havamin of bit malach would be, look, my father could tell me, I have a job. My father could basically tell me to serve him all day long and I'm never going to be able to make any money. So you might think that you're not chayv to be bit malach for kibbutz. Kibbutz avayim is when you have time. Kibbutz avayim is, you would say, it's not a halacha that I'm chayv to basically put my life on hold and do kibbutz avayim. It's a halacha of when I'm around him and when I'm not busy, so he asks me to do something, I have to serve him. But am I chayv to put my whole, to stop doing everything and do, you know? I would have thought not. You would have thought not. Kavod, you think, just means is like when, you know, casually, when you're together, you know? You would say, I don't have to do everything he says, and even to the expense of my job. So he's saying is, no, that's what's telling you. The Hekesh is basically teaching you is no, you even chayv to do that. But that's not Hefzid Mamon. There's still a difference between not doing work and Hefzid Mamon. Even though at the end of the day you're going to go broke like that, but that's not Hefzid Mamon. It's an absence. And the saying is that kibud avayim is even at the expense of not working. It even takes precedence over working. Right. It's a good question though. Why is there a havmin like that? Like in other mitzvahs, you don't have a havmin like that. I mean, you don't say I could just go to work. But I mean, you could see saying is this is like every mitzvah is a fixed thing. You do an action, and it's over. But here it's like a life, you know, it's a lifelong thing. So I mean, you could say is that the mitzvah doesn't take over your life, but it's saying it does take over your life. Kashan honcha b'chashivas la'avisar said you have to do it even at the expense of your malacha. Okay. So I think what we're going to try to do tomorrow is this next dose. Orle Rabban L'Rav Yirmiyah. He gets into the psak. And the question basically is that the father doesn't have any money. Because we basically hold you to use the father's money. The question is, though, let's say the father's broke. Then do you have to use your money? Okay, there's a Tosfos, and there's a Rambam, there's a Ran. Okay, I think that's, maybe there's someone else, I'll tell you. But I think that's, you'll see the Ran, maybe the Rosh. I mean, they almost all say the same thing. The Rambam, I think, might be a little different. You look at the Rambam. Just back to some machlokas, we're still on, right? Yeah, the machlokas is that everyone agrees, machlokas mishal mishal ben, is that everyone agrees that the mitzvah of kavod is really, would have been just servitude. The actions of servitude themselves, which means, you know, wouldn't mean the money. It would just mean putting the food on the table, giving him the stuff. But then the only thing is, now you have Kavod Hashem Ha'onchot Kavod Sovichot Esmecha, which means is that Kavod means you're expressing the Father's significance, and you see the significance ultimately is over the money. Like you see Kavod Hashem Ha'onchot is, the money is what a person really values. So the significance, like Kavod Shemayim, is your money, over your money. So by Kibud Avayim also, the Torah, the Bryce is teaching that you have to incorporate the money. But how's the money incorporated? Is the money incorporated simply in saying is that Kavod is really servitude? But it even takes priority over your Parnasa. And that suffices to show us you may even have to give up your parnasa. You can't be involved in parnasa in order to do kavod. So that's how the mitzvah of kavod. So mitzvah of kavod is still just ma'isim of servitude, but the way the money is expressed is by like a dechia, that it's even docha the parnasa. Or do you say that the idea of mamonis was actually incorporated in the tzuras ha-mitzvah itself, which is the servitude with the financial backing for the servitude? Amen. The first guy held that's a harder halachic formulation to throw in the financial backing. It's hard. It's not as smooth. Smoother is the servitude. It's just action of servitude. But then you're only including the money in a way of like it's not docha. You know what I mean? It's not docha the parnasa. You know what I mean? Or it's docha the parnasa. And if you have a scenario, bitul malacha. You know what I mean? So the second man that I wanted, or the guy who said Michel Ben. He wanted to include the mammon in the tzuras mitzvah itself, not just in how it interplays in when it comes to a clash between that and malacha. You know what I mean? It's not even a dechia; it's a kedima. And the mishalav, the way the kavod shel malacha, the money is brought in, it's a kedima. The kedima of kibud avayim over malacha. It's a kedima. That's how the money is brought in. It's kodem to your malacha. But it doesn't mean you have to incur hafsid mamon. Hafsid mamon is a different thing. Kedima is two positive activities. Which one comes first? Malacha or kibud? So kibud comes first. But hafsid mamon is a different thing. That's not a kedima. That's the question is there's a loss here. Are you chayv to incur a loss? I'm saying that you're not chayv to do.